Thank you for agreeing to meet me privately. I know that with your coronation on the way, you've been more occupied than usual. Not to mention the council's announcement that you are to be curded in wet into the next year. I can't imagine the burden you must be carrying, my prince. However, you have grown into a mighty power, my lord. While tradition and fate may deem it necessary for you to be wed and produce an heir, I have the strong suspicion you could hardly rule this kingdom by your own will alone. That being said, another person by your side to steady you is not poor judgment. Your Majesty, I would humbly like to put my own name into the pool of suitors for your consort, if it pleases you. I may not have much to offer by way of foreign relations, but I hail from a long line of knights that have served this kingdom faithfully. I can provide as well for you as any noble and serve you humbly. I know it may take some time to consider my offer, but I hope that you can... What? What do you mean, you will? Do not hasty, my liege. What of the foreign queens? Surely the Lady of Actar has sent you a wealth of gifts since the council proclaimed you were to be curded. No, of course I meant it. I meant every word. I say it once more. You would take me as your consort, as your wife, your love. Do you swear it upon the Elysian throne? Yes, of course, I love you. I've heard it said that true love is not found but built. You're my foundation, my strength, my home. Build this life with me. Guards, take your leave. I would like to be alone with my king. Do not return until tomorrow. And speak of this to no one until then. Am I understood? Good. Enjoy your evening off. I can't believe this. I know we have stolen moments with each other since that night I stayed in your chambers, and yet... Look at that flush. Are you perhaps thinking of why I asked them to not return until tomorrow, my prince? Is there something you had in mind that might occur between now and then? Something we haven't been able to do yet? So coy. It was now long ago, but I remember a certain royal brat that threw a tantrum and tried to get me off in a closet. Oh, please, you've always had a flair for the dramatic. I couldn't forget if I wanted. Remember that time you actually yawned in Lady Cersei's face and dismissed her? Or that I had to carry you out of the kitchens one night when you fell asleep after a midnight snack? Or even when you damn near gave your servant a heart attack after romping through the gardens in a priceless attire? Or... Or when you finally beat me during training and grinned like a savage to the soldiers watching. You true devilly unmask. Majesty, you were born dramatic. I'd always cynically assumed you would doom my kingdom and my world. And yet, the gods must have sense of humor. For you have become my world. You are all the good of your father and more. You are a king. You are an inspiration. You are absolutely beautiful. You are my love. And soon you will be my husband. I need you. I need to finally make love to you tonight. Before the politics, the ceremonies, the other people to think of. I don't want any of that yet. I just want you. Would you like that, my love? Well, then, let me help you out of your attire. Oh my. So many buttons and ties. You look exquisite in this, but can we just rip it off? Now of all times you care about your clothing. Fine, stay still. I've got it. You know, you've always smelled sweet like caramel or perhaps dewberry and sandalwood. I used to think it was your hair and the oils the maids must douse in it, but now I wonder if it's the smell of that other world, that otherness still lingering in you. It makes me want to taste you again, like this little spot at the back of your neck. Whoa, easy. What was that noise, Your Highness? Now, in all the nights we spent together before this, did I not find out that spot made you weak? Are you all right? How can I not laugh? You tipped like a chopped three. Did too. Oh, and look at that flush. Have you changed your mind about this dress shirt, Your Grace? I've unbuttoned enough that we can pull the rest off, huh? Oh, thank the gods. Come here, you. Let me carry you to our bed. What, protest all you like. I am a knight, and this is the way we do things. There you are. You are absolutely beautiful. Don't be embarrassed. Here, I join you. Do you like what you see, Your Majesty? I know you've seen much of me before, but never in full. I may be a bit battle-scarred, but I train well enough. Don't call me beautiful. It doesn't work like that. What? What do you think you... Hey, pulling me to the bed like that, huh? Well, perhaps you've longed for this for as long as I have. Hey, or where are you? Oh. Prince, your mouth. Oh. When did you learn to? Oh. It feels so good on my cunt. Oh, please slow down. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. The sight of you, nothing but your crown. God, sliding up and down between my legs. You've always loved throwing me off guard. Well, two can play that game. Turn around. No, no, no. Keep your head between my legs. Just bring your hips up here. There's my good boy. Nah, don't be shy. Kneel over my face. Did I mention you are breathtaking? Oh, your chest against my stomach. Your pretty ass in the air and your thighs spread wide. Especially this beautiful prince cock. You're so hard and aching already. I can feel you down there looking at me, yelling like a cat in heat. Tell me you want me. Tell me you love me, Your Highness. And I you. I suppose I'm now also a Highness, yes. Please, stretch me on your fingers. Yes, I'm really hot inside. Yes. There's that spot I like. Gods, what are you doing down there? Oh God, I feel so good. Go easy. Oh, feels so long. I have ached for you. Can you feel it in your mouth and around your fingers? How I clench and throb and ache to take you. I teased you mercilessly all this time, but in truth, I am just as guilty. Every night you slept in my arms. Every sideways glance incurred, every hidden laugh chipped away at me day after day. I know we shouldn't want each other in this way, that alliances and politics would likely tear you from me, but I still dare to hope. I can see your balls are clenching. Are you thinking about them? How heavy they are with cum for me? I can tell what your body wants. How you're starting to travel down my throat. I could eat you like this for hours, you know that. But I want you to be inside me. Speak the truth. Are you ready? Would you like to be inside me? Don't be shy. Tell me. I'm yours. Tell me what you desire, and you shall have it. Of course, my love. Lay back. Are you nervous? I could see it in the way you're nibbling your lip. Relax. Let me do all the work. Wrap your arms around me. Hold on to me. You're hot and I'm wet enough. It shouldn't hurt. Pull on my hair if you need to. And if you say stop, I will stop. Understand? Good boy. So hard and big. You feel so good. Easy, easy. You're almost all the way in. There. Are you all right? Yes. How does it feel to know you're inside me, Majesty? I want to know. I want to show you how good it can be to claim me, to claim you. Relax. Let me take the lead. Oh God, he's so much bigger than I expected. You're filling me up so good, reaching so deep. I love the expression on your face right now. The daze, the wonder. You're beautiful. You were before the crown, and you will be long after. I can feel you grasping my hips. Are you okay? It feels good. I'm glad. Grip me tighter. You feel so hot inside me. It almost burns. You're trying to temper me like a sword, my lord. I love it. I love it. I want to mold your body to mine, to forge into something that can only be mine. I want to sew this memory into your mind. The feeling of you inside me. The feeling of my mouth on your neck. My voice in your ears. There's no one to put up a front for, princess. No need to put play pretend. You are mine, my prince. Mourn for me. Mourn for me. Let it all out. No, oh, that's it. Submit to me. You needy whines, undo me. I can feel you. So throbbing inside me. I can hold myself back much longer. I want you. I want you to come, my majesty. I want you to spill deep inside me. I want to make a mess of you and me. I want you to fill me. Do you want that, my love? For you to fuck you come inside me. Then come with me. I need it. Please, my prince, come for me. I love you. Trembling still. Easy now. I've got you. I'm here. Let me just... There. Rest in my arms. You love me. When did you know? When did you consider? What do you mean from the start? We fought nearly every day. A note from your mother as she passed. From the king. You know, I would protect you until this very last, did he? Even though I was nothing but a girl back then, he believed in my father and in my lion. Why didn't you tell me about this sooner? I can understand that. It was the last piece you had of him to yourself. And besides, at first I didn't seem to be much of the woman he described, huh? Thank you for sharing this with me. I will protect you. I will always protect you. I swear it as a knight and your consort. Until my last breath, I will. I love you, my prince. My love. My highness.